programme, we've been hearing from the hospital front lines about the pressure they're under and how important it is for most of us to stay at home. And of course, now there are fines for people who move outside the restrictions. Well, three people who travelled from County Meath to South Dublin for takeaway burgers are amongst the 29 who've been fined since the new measures came in on Monday. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, has the story. An expensive burger and a long way away, Paul.
Yeah, this was a checkpoint at Sean Moore Road in Ringsend, Anya. The driver of the car that was stopped told the Gardaí that he and the two others had driven in from County Meath to collect burgers from a takeaway restaurant in Dublin 4 in the area. They were approximately 80 kilometres from home. The Gardaí fined them on the spot. They issued them with a fixed penalty notice and they have 28 days to pay the €100. But that's one of a number of stories that the Gardaí have found this week. There was a checkpoint in Middleton. Now, these are only in the last 4 days. There was a checkpoint in Middleton where a woman was stopped and asked to go back home. A short time later, the Gardaí saw her on a beach, which was outside the 5 kilometre limit for exercise. She acknowledged she was breaching the COVID regulations, offered no further reasonable excuse. She was fined. Two cyclists were stopped near Carrick in County Galway. They weren't from the same household. There was no social distancing. They weren't wearing face coverings. They were 19 kilometres from home and in another county. They claimed reasonable excuse of physical exercise, but they were outside the 5K limit and they were fined. In North County Dublin, the Gardaí saw four people coming out of the back of a gym which was supposed to be closed, and then on further examination they found two others who claimed to be instructors, and they said that they were working from the gym because there was no internet at home to conduct online sessions. All six people there were fined. In Waterford, a man was stopped walking on the street. He said he had been out for food and then went to see friends on the other side of the city. Again, no reasonable excuse for being more than 5 kilometres from home or for being outside your household without a reasonable excuse. Another €100 fine there. And at a checkpoint outside Cork City, a man and a woman not from the same household were stopped in a car. They claimed to be travelling to visit an elderly relative. So the Gardaí finished up the checkpoint and they went on patrol to a local park. And in the car park, they found the same driver. He hadn't gone to see any elderly relative. He had no reasonable excuse and was outside the 5K again for physical exercise. So both he and the woman were fined. So all in all, in the last 4 days, 29 people have been fined €100 for breaching the restrictions, which were only introduced last Monday. The Gardaí say that fixed payment notices were issued to people because they were outside their homes without a reasonable excuse. But also, a total of 37 people have been fined so far, because as well as the 29, another 8 fines were issued for offences that had occurred last week. So even though the regulations were only introduced, or the Gardaí decided to change its policy on Monday, because the offences were committed last week, they were able to issue another 8.
Yes, Paul, and you know, obviously it's hugely difficult. People want to go out and get exercise. In terms of the effort that is going into this kind of policing from Gardaí at the moment, what kind of resources are going into it?
Yeah, well, it is a big change, and I think people will see those checkpoints all over the country. And the difference here is that you have your patrols, you have your checkpoints, but you have checkpoints in local areas. People see them in the communities. There's not as many checkpoints on the motorways anymore. We're not seeing as many traffic jams, but they are targeting people who are outside their homes without reasonable excuse, and it's for public health reasons. They say they're acting under the emergency legislation which has been brought in under the Health Act. The Deputy Commissioner John Toomey has again appealed to people to stay at home. And he says this is to protect frontline workers and make only essential journeys. They are stressing, however, that the travel restrictions don't apply to cases of domestic violence or people who are in fear or at risk of harm or are worried about anything. And they are reminding people that the guards are there. If people need help with their shopping or whatever, ring the guards. They will go down. They will shop for elderly people and they will do whatever they can. That's what they're saying. But they are very, very strong on this. They have up to now, as we said earlier in the week, been quite graduated in their approach, where they're educating people and encouraging people. But at this stage, it's fair to say that most people know about the COVID virus, and most people should know that you shouldn't breach these restrictions. And because of that, the Gardaí are now implementing fines almost immediately.
All right, Paul, thank you for that. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, there.